We've gotten lots of letters about our series with Will Salatan. Here's one from Dr. Ruth H. Strauss. Her email did not include her hometown. Are you some kind of right-wing pig or just part of the general disinformation of the corporate media today? Or more cynically, maybe you really are the Rush Limbaugh of NPR. Please note, Dr. Strauss, that buzzwords will take on President George W. Bush later this week. Although that's not fair, says Jim Roberts of Alameda, California. Quote, do you not see that in going through this with nine Democrats and only one Republican, there's a 9-to-1 ratio of negativity directed toward the Democrats? Does Slate now speak for NPR? Let all the candidates speak for themselves. But Celia Mers, who listens to us on Boise State Radio, liked what she heard. The buzzword section's truly educational and simultaneously entertaining. Thanks. Praise as well from KQED listener Fenton Coleman of Daly City, California. He writes, buzzwords? Hysterical. I can't wait for the next installment. Can you interpret the phrase, I'll be back to terminate the totally recalled governor? And finally, as always, someone out there is watching over our use of language. This time it's Aaron Wheeler Haas of Scotts Valley, California, who listens to KAZU. I object to Mr. Chadwick's use of the phrase buzzword. The usually grammatically correct Alex Chadwick referred to Democratic wing, Bush recessions, and civil unions as each buzzword, when in fact each phrase really should be considered a buzzwords or buzz phrase. I love the segment, but keep it grammatically correct. Okay, we'll try to take that advice. And we welcome your letters about buzzwords or anything else you hear on the program. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.